A federal judge has banned the presentation of controversial evidence that suggests silicon gel breast implants cause immune system diseases. His reasoning is that the scientific evidence linking implants to the ailments is too weak. The ruling has created a deep division within the legal community, with some lawyers saying juries should be able to decide for themselves about what represents scientific proof. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report.
Silicone gel breast implants were introduced more than 30 years ago, before their safety was thoroughly tested. Starting about 10 years ago, some women with implants began complaining of a slew of symptoms like arthritis, numbness, and fatigue. The complaints matched no known medical condition, and several studies have indicated that the implants are not to blame for the problems. Still, in 1992, the FDA severely restricted their distribution, and mounting lawsuits pushed one manufacturer into bankruptcy. Now, U.S. District Judge Robert Jones has ruled that there is no credible scientific evidence that the implants are causing arthritis and other symptoms. Lawyers say the ruling, if upheld, will effectively end about 70 suits currently pending in Judge Jones's Oregon District. Dallas lawyer Bert Black heads the American Bar Association section on science and technology. He says the ruling could have a much broader impact on how courts consider scientific evidence.
An example of how courts should apply what the Supreme Court decided in the Daubert case. And in that case, the court essentially said that if a scientist is going to testify in court, the testimony really has to be valid, reliable, and relevant science, and that trial judges have an obligation to review scientific evidence before it's admitted to make sure that it meets those criteria.
Back in August, Judge Jones set up his own science panel without a jury present. He invited each side to present their scientific witnesses to a committee of four independent experts. The experts concluded there just wasn't any good evidence linking silicone gel implants to the general and diffuse symptoms they've been blamed for. Lawyer Bert Black says it's better that a committee and a judge heard the arguments rather than a jury.
Jurors are going to have a tendency, if evidence is admitted, if somebody is admitted as an expert, even if the judge knows that this is just absolute bunkum, the jury's going to say, this person was admitted as an expert, he's somebody upon whom we ought to be relying. And so that aura of expertise can distort evidence and distort a jury's findings when it shouldn't.
Other critics of letting jurors consider complicated scientific evidence say they lack the scientific expertise, and jurors can be swayed by sympathy for the perceived victim.
Judge Jones may not believe it, but he's replacing the jury's function with his own beliefs, is what he's doing.
Keith Titchener, a plaintiff's lawyer handling implant cases in Oregon, says jurors should be allowed to hear the evidence for themselves.
I've been a trial lawyer for a long time, and I've learned a few things about juries, I think. One is they take almost always, they take their job very seriously. They work very hard to do the right thing and to produce what, by their best lights, is a just result. And I believe that good lawyers and honest lawyers can present scientific evidence in a way that's accurate and at the same time understandable and produce just results.
Titchener plans on appealing the case as soon as it becomes final. But Judge Jones has indicated that unless significant new scientific evidence appears, he's not likely to reconsider his decision. Which leaves a vital question for the thousands of women who have health problems they blame on their implants, whether the ruling means an end to the litigation. That's a question lawyers Black and Titchener answer differently.
I would hope so.
Not in my opinion.
And even if Judge Jones's decision holds, there are other cases in other parts of the country, as well as a class action suit, that may or may not be influenced by the Oregon case. This is Joanne Silberner in Washington.